Welcome to the Multi-Passionate Boss Babe podcast. My name is Kat Medrano, and I am a holistic self-care and confidence coach. My purpose is to empower and uplift motivated women who won't settle for less than doing it all. In today's episode, I'm sharing with you the card of the day. As always, you can jump on Instagram and check out my stories in order to get a visual of this beautiful card. If you don't already follow me, go and search at multipassionate.bossbabe. That title will also be in the show notes to make it even easier for you to find. Today is Thursday, July 9th, and our card comes from the Spirit Animal Oracle deck by Colette Baron Reed. This card depicts Mouse Spirit, and its message encourages us to tend to the small things. If ever there was a time that the small things might be slipping through the cracks, the opportunities for this to happen are so great right now. Our thoughts might be constantly consumed by worries surrounding the issues that are affecting us as a whole, while smaller concerns that are personal to us could be easily getting swept under the rug. The smallest things can make the biggest difference. Do you believe this too? If you want to start creating change in your life and seeing different results than what you're already getting, all you need to do is take baby steps and be consistent with them. Consciously, we understand that big results don't happen overnight, yet we tend to practice habits in our lives that would seem to support the belief that success, healing, and happiness will just suddenly strike us like a lightning bolt if we keep on waiting for it. We charge ahead with tunnel vision, always looking outside of and around ourselves. Instead, how can we go inward and notice the subtle shifts that can be made? Some small things that might need your attention today: that niggling feeling that keeps trying to catch your attention. Maybe there's something you've been putting off doing that's just for you because you don't think you have enough time, or you feel like there are other people you need to attend to first. Your houseplants. Give them a little extra love and attention. Send gratitude to the joy and brightness that they bring into your space. Plans for your weekly date night. How can you refresh your routine and make it a little more exciting than the usual dinner and a movie routine? Don't pressure yourself to come up with a spectacular idea. If you're staying in, change up the ambiance, break out a game or activity, or test how well you know each other by ordering each other's meal from a restaurant you've never tried before, and then attempting to guess what your partner ordered for you. Your thoughts and emotions. Your body tells you exactly how those things want to be expressed. So just go with it. What's your outlet of choice? Dancing, painting, walking in the rain? Do what feels best for you, and don't question it. The idea of tending to the small things is that these actions shouldn't be tough or time-consuming. And if there is a big task that is looming overhead and simply can't be ignored, break it down into chunks and work on it a little bit at a time. Whenever you take a break, practice deep breathing, enjoy a hot drink, or sit in the sunshine for just a few minutes. It's all about paying attention to the little details that come together to create the bigger picture of our lives. Thank you so much for joining me, and I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you found it useful, thought-provoking, or enlightening,
I'd truly appreciate you following and sharing the Multi-Passionate Boss Babe podcast. For more resources and motivation, you can follow the Multi-Passionate Boss Babe on Facebook and join my private group, Empowered Empaths. This is a community full of resources and conversations to support your empathic healer's heart. I look forward to seeing you there. Until next time, stay beautiful, balanced, and don't forget that the authenticity of who you are is what makes you a badass.